The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Every once in a while, I get sent a story by about 5 million people. For some reason, they think that I ought to cover it. Probably because they know that I'm probably the only true voice of reason in America.
Oh, gosh.
That didn't sound like you supported me just then, but I'm going to continue on right now. Okay, Giorgio. A Canadian father left his wife and seven children, to live life as a six-year-old girl.
That shows you what seven kids will do to you.
It'll drive
you that nuts where you think,
what do you mean,
oh,
nuts?
I think I'll be a six-year-old girl.
It'll drive you that honest?
No, it'll make
that
you just
free?
No, it'll make you crazy for Cocoa Puffs so much that you'll want to be a six-year-old girl.
God, I'm so glad you don't work in the mental health profession.
No, I need to. The mental health profession needs people like me as they're trying to check in as a six-year-old girl to go, no, dude, just snap out of it, okay? Think about what you're doing. Go back to your wife and seven kids and stop it.
Stephanie Walsh is her name. She spells it S-T-E-F-O-N. K-N-E-E, Stephanie.
Okay.
Stephanie Walsh revealed she was transgender and 6 years old.
Oh, gosh.
After being married for 23 years and being 48 years old.
Hmm.
Did you ever think you'd read that sentence, by the way?
No.
She's now living with an adoptive family because she doesn't want to be an adult right now. That's a quote. She, quote, doesn't want to be an adult right now. She says, I can't deny I was married. I can't deny I have children. But I've moved forward now, and I've gone back to being a child.
Moved forward and gone back.
Yes. Sounds like a Norm sentence, doesn't it? Stephanie said her wife could not accept her as a transgendered child and told her to either stop being trans or leave.
So
can
she
you
wanted
believe good rude ni-
so she wanted her she wanted her wife to be her caretaker, I guess, because if you're going back to be a 6-year-old, you need someone to take care
of
you.
I believe
someone
so.
To make your lunch and cut the corners off and everything. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Stephanie says stopping being trans wasn't something she could do.
It would be like telling me to stop being 6'2",
which she also cannot do.
A 6'2", 6-year-old.
She's speaking her truth.
No, she's not.
Rejected by her family, Stephanie now lives with adoptive parents.
Oh, God.
Who
are those idiots that would go, yeah, this is a good idea.
You mean who are those caring individuals who
adopt
someone?
Let's adopt this 6'2", hairy, 6-year-old girl.
She's just
well, that's what they're doing.
She's just as God made her, sir.
Underrated line. She now lives with her adoptive parents, who she says are totally comfortable with me being a little girl.
Oh, good. They're bananas, too.
Her new parents' youngest granddaughter wanted a little sister and decided their new addition to the family should be younger than she is.
That's a good idea. Put a kid around this nut.
About what you're saying sounds understanding progressive.
And I'm a very understanding person, but I draw a line
at
somewhere.
Sound like it.
Yeah, when a 40-year-old dude wants to be a 6-year-old girl, I draw the line and say, I'm not going to be understanding to this. You're a freaking freak.
God!
Freak!
If George were in
get a hold of yourself.
If George were in the mental health profession, every diagnosis would be you're cuckoo like Cocoa Puffs.
Yes.
No, you're
did
crazy
you see,
for Cocoa
did
Puffs.
Did you see Dr. Dunham's latest report? Diagnosed someone else's bananas. You just slapped them. Gosh. She says of the young granddaughter, she says, we have a great time. We color. We do kid stuff. It's called play therapy. No medication, no suicidal thoughts, and I just get to play.
Why don't you take a bat to him and see if he snaps out of it?
You
beating
are
transgender people.
Just one good, just
George
one
Dunham.
Good whack.
That is not politically
George.
Correct.
I'll continue. Stephanie spoke about becoming suicidal and being hospitalized a month after a transgender march in Toronto back in 2009.
That's sad.
After being discharged, Stephanie's wife is said to have accused her of harassment and assault and pressed charges to achieve a restraining order.
Hey, you didn't seem to think you were a six-year-old girl when you were making seven babies, so snap out of it and live up to your responsibilities and be a father, a male, not a six-year-old girl.
I am insane now. We have to hear that speech again.
No way. Is there making child number three, did they think, oh, wait. Hey, wait a minute. I think I'm a six-year-old girl.
But what if God made him her that way?
Yes.
He did it.
God made him a six-year-old girl to first reproduce and then become a six-year-old girl.
No.
Yes, because
God doesn't play tricks like that.
No, it's not a trick. God had an interesting journey for her.
Yeah, and it was to be a father of seven, apparently.
It took her 48 years to become 6 years old.
Lots of people have midlife changes as dictated by our Lord.
Right. Indeed.
Well, buy a motorcycle. Baby. Don't become a six-year-old girl. You're having a midlife. Freak! And those enablers who are sitting down going, oh, this is so much fun. Here, let's call her.
They're not called enablers. They're called adoptive parents.
They're freaks, too.
P1 Sean says her under-8 basketball team is going to have a killer center. They just dump it into her every time down the court. Well, automatic
hey,
two.
I'm telling you, that's next. Well, why can't you let her play with the other 8-year-olds?
Like Andy Reid. You want to hear this? Listen to this insensitivity. I can't believe this. In 2012, Stephanie's eldest daughter sent her an invitation to her wedding under the condition that she, quote, dress like her dad and sit in the back of the church and not address any family members. How rude is that? Forcing your dad to not be a six-year-old girl at your wedding is just plain wrong.
This is maybe the worst one you've ever had. All these wacky stories you get, and now P1s, yes, enable you. Say, hey, Gordon, look at this one. This is going to top the last one you had.
I thought this was going to be an uplifting story.
No, you didn't. You knew it would wind me up.
I didn't know you would just attack everyone within shouting distance. And here's a picture of Stephanie.
I would like to see a six-year-old female
Canadian father.
That's a cute kid.
Yeah,
She's a really cute kid. She's a really cute kid.
Imagine those adoptive parents pulling out their wallet and showing their new daughter.
Hey, maybe next year you'll want to be a...
How do you as a coworker respond to that when they open the wallet and they show you that?
And starting at center for the for the under-8 basketball team, Stephanie Walsh.
They don't even have announcements at those games.
6'2".
There's not that much game production at a kids' basketball game.
6'2", 210, averaging 95 points per game.
Y'all ready for this?
Stephanie Walsh.
The crowd's going nuts.
They're playing Van Halen right now.
The other team's girls are crying because they can't guard someone 6'2".
God, you are jerks.
All right, thanks, Gordo. That's the ODEX.